Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Oh, I'm taking the lead here. Okay, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Talking Yanks pregame show. My name is Dan Rourke, and I am joined, have the privilege of being joined by BBD. How you doing?
Hey, Dan, how you doing?
I'm actually doing a little bit better now, I'll say, because Jack Curry's tweet, although not amazing news, it does slightly imply to me that Judge may not have a broken toe.
We just got the Judge half update from Jack Curry. Not in the lineup today, and we will discuss the lineup, so among other things. But tell the people what the Judge update is.
Yeah. So Jack Curry saying Judge is, quote, doing better today, end quote. But Boone said he's not sure if Judge will go on the IL. He'll be further evaluated tonight. Nestor is going on the IL, which I thought already was the case. But anyways, to me, the way I see it is, if you already saw an MRI, you know whether or not the toe is broken. Like, I feel like he might be okay. Not okay, but in terms of not having a broken toe, like you either have a broken toe or you're not. And there's no way they haven't seen the MRI results by now, no?
Yeah, like, that x-ray would have come back by now if it's a broken toe.
Yeah. So hell, maybe.
It could just be a bone bruise situation.
And if that's only a little quick 10-day thing or even 2 weeks, I'll take that, bro. Because when I walked in here like 5-10 minutes ago, like I was quite depressed. Not that we're out of the woods just yet, but this is, I think, is a good sign. So
seems at least closer to a good update than a bad one.
Yeah.
Ooh, I think the check just gave me what to watch for is going to be. But first, we got to discuss this lineup.
Yeah.
Because theoretically, one of the funkier lineups we've seen this year on paper. There's reasons for why we're here, but.
Yeah, Volpe fifth throws me off. I mean, I guess we want to read through it. But
That's the big in.
Yeah.
But yeah, Glaber's leading off, playing second. That part's become normal.
Right.
Stanton, two-hole DH. Stanton in the past has talked about liking the two-hole, so I don't mind that at all. Rizzo bats third place first. Josh Donaldson, first game back at the stadium. He is playing third base, batting fourth. Anthony Volpe is batting fifth, playing short. Willie Calhoun in Yankee Stadium right field bats sixth. IKF bats seventh, plays center. Jose Trevino is catching and batting eighth. And Jake Bowers rounds it out in the nine spot left field. Clark Schmidt on the bump.
Which he's been pitching well lately, which I guess we'll get to him for the pitching path to victory in a moment. But I want to say right off the bat, my switch up in this lineup would be Volpe shouldn't be batting fifth yet, I don't think.
No.
Jake Bowers I would put in the fifth spot. IKF in the sixth spot. Willie Calhoun bats seventh. Then Trevino, and then I like keeping Volpe in the nine slot.
Yeah, I think that's probably what I would have done with this group.
It's also weird Bowers being nine too.
Yeah, I think earlier in the day when we talked to Booney and made our guess for the lineup, we had Glaber, Rizzo, Stanton, which I think allows you to get Willie and Bowers both up a little more, get the lefties going. And it probably would have been like a four-hole Willie, Donaldson five, Bowers six, IKF seven, Trevino eight, Volpe nine. So that's probably on paper what I would have done if you threw this list of players at me.
Yeah.
Even
with the home the other day, it just feels very random putting Volpe there.
Yeah.
It almost makes it seem like more of like an emergency lineup than it actually is. Because I actually don't mind, of course, the players in here. Without Judge makes a difference, of course. But yeah, I still trust
this group of nine is
fine.
I think fine.
Yeah, totally. Just the order, a little funky, but who knows?
You know. Yeah. That I don't mind a little funk every now and then.
Right, yeah. Funk's good. Funk can be good. It can also be dangerous though, BBD.
Can be dangerous. Is there anything involving the funk tonight that you're specifically watching for?
Jake Bowers. He has really excited me lately, BBD. OBP over 340 now.
The pop is real.
Yeah. And, dude, just the idea of top prospect might be a late bloomer. I'm all aboard. He's only 27 years old still. And big two homers the other day.
He can be just putting it together with the stick.
Yeah. I just want to, you know, learn how to catch a ball, maybe learn how to squeeze a glove. But besides that,
yeah, him in left field, I don't love Yankee Stadium left field.
No, it'd be dude, and if he can learn, and I was saying this the other day, I feel like his defensive issues are almost similar to way in Glaber because it has nothing to do with I feel like his athletic ability because the dude clearly is athletic as hell. I mean, the first time we ever saw him, maybe one of the most athletic plays I've ever seen. But it just seems like, I don't know if it's like not mental lapses or what, but like he just doesn't close a glove sometimes.
It seems like he just doesn't.
Like, you're clearly athletic
enough.
You
know how to, like, finish off a play as an outfielder.
Right, yeah. So, with that said, though, it also, I feel like that's such an easy fix that if he does learn how to play defense with how good he's looked at the bat,
yeah,
he's supposed to be a pretty good player.
His pure athleticism seems there.
Yeah.
I'll look at his Savant, see what the sprint speed says. Bowers.
What up, Tom? What up, chat in general? How you guys doing? Good to be back.
Sprint speed 39. Okay. I mean,
well, I more so just mean, like, I feel like.
I thought it. When he's running around out there, it doesn't look like a slow guy.
Yeah. I don't mean like he's quick. I more so mean he looks like a competent athlete, which most big leaguers I would assume would be. And it's not like he's, you know, you look at Willa Calhoun, why he may not have the best defensive skills. You know, he's not exactly.
You will get him run around. It doesn't look the most elite.
And like Willa Calhoun, you look at it, he's like, all right, he's not. You wouldn't look at him and think he might be a good defensive player. He's not the most cut dude. Jake Bowers is pretty cut.
Nice
That's all I'm saying. And it might be a quick, easy fix for him. Just learn how to catch the ball. Then pair that with the offense. I don't know. Point is, Jake Bowers is my what to watch for today because he's a beast.
I hate my what to watch for, but Donaldson, the White Sox, and Tim Anderson.
Oh, I forgot about that.
I had kind of forgotten about it, and the chat mentioned it. It's like, yeah, that does feel important.
Yeah, shit, I totally forgot about that. So that was, I guess, right around a year this time, right? It was like
May. It was May of last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we had that Sunday night game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of forgot about that. We almost low-key have,
Tim Anderson
in the low
playing.
Tier of robberies, I actually might put the White Sox in there because I forgot about that. Like, there was some
some if sparks. If they stayed good.
Yeah.
Like, I think they would have had some back and forths. Last year and a half, they've been very disappointing.
That's definitely a good what to watch for, though. I mean,
yeah, I wish I wasn't watching for it.
Yeah.
Like, I think Donaldson and the Yankees are on the wrong side of that. But, yeah. But hey.
Or really just Donaldson, because not even the Yankees backed him up last year.
Yeah, that's true. They did. That is true. But it made the Yankees look bad, even though they, like, said, like, dude, no.
Yeah. Especially, yeah, like, if Judge is calling you out in a post game, you know something's up.
Yeah. Volpe, I did like his last game. Yeah, the five hole feels premature. I know it's a weird group today, but
yeah,
keep him nine.
I mean,
let's let him get all the way hot, and then we can start sliding him to
right. That's
5, 6, 7.
I can't imagine it. Like, is it because he had a 2-run bomb the other day, which was a nice ass homer? But
yeah,
I can't imagine
and
that.
And the hit earlier
sudden,
in the game was nice.
Yeah, and I trust Volpe. I mean, you guys,
I think he will
know,
be
like,
good.
Yeah, and I want to stick with him. Like, he's got to ride out highs and lows, rookie, all that. Fist spot is just crazy to me. But
yeah,
who knows? As we know, often when I criticize a lineup, it ends up bashing the ball
pretty
good.
That tends to be what happens in this world.
Yeah.
The lineup Twitter reacts the most to.
Mm-hmm.
I've been thinking some thoughts in parentheses lately about related to Volpe.
In parentheses?
These are in parentheses. So you, the audience, you can't do anything with this, but somebody mentioned Peraza over Volpe or whatever, and like, if at the end of the month I would give Volpe all of June and before we start having a real conversation about it, but if at the end of the month the numbers are still kind of here, and you do decide to give Peraza a shot and send Volpe down, you send him down for 3 weeks and you get his age 28 season. I hate when that happens to a guy.
Oh,
I'm not rooting
man.
For it, and I think Volpe will be fine, and I don't even think it'll happen. But that is an in parentheses dark shower thought I had the other day. And if they decide to do that move, I would imagine he will go down for at least 3 weeks.
I haven't even thought about service time. I haven't thought about service time in a couple months. It's a valid take, and I know a lot of people are thinking it. For me, it would have to take, one, Volpe's defense looking real bad, which And sometimes
he's had his moments, but on the whole, defense is fine.
Mm-hmm. Down, but if Volpe's defense is fine, then all right, highs and lows of a rookie, get through it. Also, I think if you send Volpe down, he's probably gonna do the exact same thing that Peraza is doing. He has to figure out big league pitching. That's the way I see it. And I don't know. I mean, I don't think the flashes have been good enough to where
he's shown me enough that I am not calling for him to go down.
Yeah, no, I it's valid though, like, to give him another month. We will see. That's service time, man. I haven't thought about that. That word's banned in my house, service time.
Mine too, typically.
Mm. Sometimes you
can't
avoid it, though.
But I really believe in, the full package that that player can be.
Yeah.
Okay.
By the way, Sam Jones, I wasn't saying the defense is fine. Volpe, I think in April his defense was really good. And then the last couple weeks, we have seen a couple noticeable
been,
plays.
There's been a few too many straight-up botches, but...
Yeah.
On the whole, I think it has been fine. I will maintain that.
And also the skills he's shown too.
He's made some real plus plays.
Mm-hmm. And every play he does botch, he makes that same play again like 9 times in a row without issue. So like, you know, he can play the position. I think the arm looks good. Everything looks good enough. I think he's capable of it. Yeah.
He seems similar to like a Marcus Semien, where like if in the next couple years he becomes a full time second baseman, like I think he'll be. Like the best defensive second baseman or shortstop, it seems like at best he's an average shortstop, which, hey, very valuable, and that'll work.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
It'd be nice if he's still a base tonight, too.
I'd like him to get another bag.
It's been almost like a month. It was like early May. I think it was
second week of May. May 13th or 14th.
That's what it was.
So I'd like to see him get one soon, just to check that off.
Mm.
But he hasn't been getting on enough. I think that brings us to the pitching path to victory.
Yeah.
Yes. Clark Schmidt today, who's been all right of late. I'll look at a game log.
If you go to the instant last 7 games, according to MLB.com, 4.29 ERA. So he's definitely been solid.
And into the lower fours there. These last 5 games. His May.
Last three
was all right.
Pretty solid, yeah.
Yeah, the last three are all just straight up a good start.
Yeah.
5 innings, 2 earned, 5 innings, 1 earned, 5.2 shut. We will take that on the whole for May. It was 6 games started and a 3.52 ERA.
Take that.
So, hey.
Yeah.
He has decidedly not been the problem. And I'm willing to pencil him back in for 5. Bullpen's rested, right?
Yep.
So
all day yesterday.
We plan on 5, building backwards a little bit. I could see them potentially trying to avoid Clay. Just because it would be 3 out of 4 and he's automatically out tomorrow. Available if they need him. And everyone else is super available. So let's say it'd be King for the last 2 for our purposes here. So we have to fill 6 and 7. Ron we haven't seen in a while, so let's put him in for one of those, and let's get Tommy Canely back in there. Clark, Canely, Marinaccio, King.
I like it.
Clark. And Clay's there if you need it. Everyone's available if needed.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Jimmy Cordero in a second.
Mm.
Just noticing that. It's been like a week.
My roster resource is all messed up, dude. It's showing me I don't even have Jimmy Cordero on my roster resource.
Mm.
And I clicked a link that was sent to me by Dan Canobio.
Well.
So I don't know what's going on there. But yeah, that all sounds really matters a lot if Clark continues to pitch well. But he's been doing that the last 3 starts. So I can, I guess, bank on that. 5 innings from him. Yeah. Canely looked good, too, in L.A., I felt like, which is nice.
Yeah, that was...
It wasn't a clean inning.
Wasn't, like,
right
the
away,
cleanest inning in the world, but...
Stuff still looks pretty all right.
Get the rust off, and let's see it. Yeah. Jimmy Cordero's throwing a loop in my plans. I think we're gonna see him. Huh. I just don't know what to do with that. They have bodies, is the point.
Yeah.
And he isn't in that, like, a bullpen crew, so as much as he's been very good.
Which is a nice, like, that's a nice B bullpen pitcher, Jimmy Cordero.
Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of like that he's not in that top tier, but still respectable pitcher.
Yeah, that works. Okay. Okay. Brings us to the second half of the show, which begins with the
Homer Draft. It's the Homer Draft.
Yeah.
Homer Draft. It's the Homer Draft. Today, I believe you're going to have first dibs. Got to prep the sheet a little bit real quick. You're going to have the first pick, and the board is wide open to you.
All right, first pick, I'm going to go with Jake Bowers, my guy.
Jake Bowers. Been a big big first selection lately.
Yeah, I like Bowers. And had the big moment the other day with because Canobio called it, right, at the live event? Yes.
And one of the people in our audience, it was plus, he didn't bet, it was plus 5,000, Jake Bowers, two homers.
Mm.
Bet 100 and won 5,000 bucks.
Get out. He was there at the
one of our fans at the game.
Damn.
At the watch party.
Shit. He didn't go off of Canobio's pick, did he? He had it locked in ahead of time.
I think he did.
No way.
I believe he said, yeah, after Canobio picked him first and you guys gave him shit, I went and bet him for two.
That is fantastic. Good for him. $5,000. Jake Bowers. So, all right, Ward, I'll ride that magic. Yeah, I'm taking him tonight.
Right. I have my back-to-back. I'm going to grab Giancarlo Stanton. First time anyone's been able to pick him in a long time. So I'm excited to have Big G on the board. And do I believe in that? Let's grab Rizzo.
Rizzo.
So, Anthony Rizzo. So, your final pick. You have Jake Bowers, and you cannot select Stanton or Rizzo. Who will be your final pick?
Gleyber Torres.
I like that. One of the names that crossed into my mind. I thought about Volpe a little bit, too, and I was like, five hole. I'm just thinking about him a lot.
Yeah.
So I didn't go for him.
In my head, it pops up that Gleyber has had moments against the White Sox before. I can't exactly recall back to the exact game and date, but I feel like he's kind of shown up against Chicago.
I like it.
Yeah, so I'm going to...
Former Cubs prospect giving it to the White Sox.
Yeah, it's a nice connection.
There's something there.
Yeah.
The over-under.
I like that. Alec Larroque, lead-off porch job. I'm kind of feeling the same vibe.
Oh, I would like that.
A little oppo liner, like real close. Yeah, like legit porch job. No, like, homer to right field, porch job. Like, nah. Just like a foot to the left of the foul pole. Pure porch job.
That's pure.
Pure.
Poke it. I like that. I would like that a lot. The over-under tonight is... Any guesses on the line?
8.5.
8 flat.
Ah!
8 flat, and I think I'm on the over.
I'm with you.
Because it's a weird lineup, and those lineups score runs.
Yeah.
I
have a premonition that I'm not going to obviously say yet, but it's affecting the way I feel about the over-under, and it has to do with it being an over.
Ooh.
Yeah. I think it's
going to... Tie it into the premonition. Let's go to it. We're on to premonitions.
I have a slight bad feeling in my chest, dude. I don't know if it's me being a pessimist today or what it is. I feel like I'm nervous that Clark had his 3 good starts in a row, and today, like, he just implodes. Because I feel confident going to Chicago, because, like, they're kind of a messy team. Haven't put it all together in a couple years. But for some reason, I feel like game one, and I hope he proves me wrong, I could see Clark shit in the bed tonight. So the only time I'll ever have a negative premonition, I think this is the first time, hopefully the last two, that's what I'm feeling today.
Gets a little roughed up, a little comfy.
I'm scared of it more so. Like, I would never actually officially predict it, but I get nervous about, like,
you're seeing
three
it.
Starts in a row that were real good. It's almost like a bad omen. Didn't say the Yankees going to lose, though. Did not say that. Because, you know, they could always have his back, scoring, you know, 5-6 runs themselves. But, yeah, that's my premonition.
My mind tends to always go to this guy, but I think I see it. I'm thinking about Willie Calhoun, and he's been banging. He's been hitting the ball hard lately.
Yeah.
I've got him kind of hammering one into the right field corner that for sort of any other player is a double, and but he stays at first.
Oh, okay.
And we're like, yeah. That's kind of the noise we make when we see it.
You know, that the little, like, the moan sigh. Like that.
Yeah.
I like it. I mean, well, I don't like it because I would prefer it be a double, but maybe yeah, it's like a leadoff like, single.
Could have gotten a double off that kid.
But, yeah.
And it's like, it's Gavin Sheets in right field.
I acquired him in my franchise mode once. He was a good ball player.
Nice lefty bat. I think I might also have him clipping Clark. But
ooh.
There's a some lefties going to get him. Ooh, kind of another one to watch for. Benintendi, he's on the White Sox.
Yeah, he still doesn't have a homer, I heard, too.
Thanks.
Yeah, which is crazy, dude. I mean, I'll take the L on that. I didn't want him back for the 75 mil, but like I did really want the A's to go out and get him.
Yeah, I thought but if they could have gotten like a three-year deal for him, I would have been about it.
Yeah.
But
I thought he was getting like three.
But
years,
I knew he was
going to
get at
something.
Least like a four from someone, and then he got a five, right? White Sox gave him five for 75.
Who else? There's somebody else that doesn't have a homer on there. Is it Moncada or?
Oh,
it was like Benintendi and blank, another big name combined for zero.
Like another
home runs.
One on their team.
Yeah,
yeah. At least Benny like isn't a homer guy.
Yeah.
Tim Anderson hasn't homered yet.
Damn, he's been healthy.
He missed some time, but 42 games at this point.
Yeah, damn.
Moncada only has two. He missed more time, 31 games total. Yeah, Tim Anderson's basically played a full year. Eloy, he's been good. Jake Berger, he's been good. Is he starting tonight? Should be. Driven by his child at home. Don't see him in the lineup. No Jake Berger. That feels like a win.
And Clint Frazier's on the White Sox roster, too.
Yeah, not in their lineup tonight.
No, but he's going by Clinton again.
Yeah, he's back.
No more Jackson. That was a very quick transition he had, because last year he changed the name, and now I guess he's back to Clint, which...
Yeah, when he signed the minor league deal with the Rangers, they announced it as Clint Frazier. I was like, okay.
Ruin for him.
And they cut him. Hope he figures it out on and off the field.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna be upset if he does.
Does
be happy
figure, yeah,
for him.
Not me too. Any like former Andrew prospect, I usually for the most part root for him.
Yeah,
for the most part.
It'll be tough on the guys we traded from like the Montas trade, where it's like that's just such an L.
Yeah, I guess I definitely can recall being
to be like really root for them.
When I saw their ERAs a couple weeks ago, I was pleased. So I know what you mean.
Yeah, because there's time. Technically, the Yankees are ahead on the WAR in that trade.
Yeah.
Because they've just been
terrible,
bad. And Montas has been bad, and then hurt all of this year. So,
which by the way, maybe like a hot take, like I would sign Montas to another 1 year deal after this. Just make yourself feel somewhat good about it. Because I mean, you assume you're going
to
get some
cheap
prove it.
Sign him to one for 10, like
but yeah, whatever it is. Like, I mean, Frankie Montas healthy is a very good pitcher.
Worth like, checking out
if you believe like he's fixed. And honestly, dude, I'm not even out on him for this year. I'm really not. Like, apparently, if he
started
could be,
his throwing program right,
if he could be pitching by September, dude. Like, maybe as a factor of the playoff roster, I don't know. Like, he'd have to look good.
Yeah, but he'd have to be like,
I don't want people to be fooled about. And I know you feel the same way, too. Like, a healthy Frankie Montas is really good. Hey, what up, Jimmy?
Yeah, weird, a little funky. Weird lineup. Five-hole Volpe.
John Boy sighting.
John Boy sighting.
Yeah, I don't know.
White Sox do have Clint Tyler.
Oh, we're standing. Yo, good seeing all you guys.
Love you all. Subscribe if you haven't.
Shorts up again, but the logo is here. That was pretty good.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.